So Ashley Madison gets hacked, and newscasters trumpet the hypocrisy of public figures whose accounts were exposed. Shady websites are launched where you can type in names to see if they turn up in Ashley Madison's user base. Talking heads exploit the drama of exposing ordinary people's transgressions, like this woman's husband on the Australian radio show Fitzy and Whipper.
Because we're putting him into this website right now, and his details have revealed,
put it in,
that he's actually on the website, Joe.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Yeah, no.
I'm shocked to find adultery going on here. What an ennobling revelation. Meanwhile, says Gizmodo editor-in-chief Annalie Newitz, the real story has been lost in the frenzy of schadenfreude. Newitz and a team of researchers spent days combing through gigabytes of leaked code and concluded, among other things, that only about 8% of the Ashley Madison user base was female, far less than the company had publicly claimed. And from there, it only got weirder.
One of the first discoveries was that a lot of the female members had the same email addresses, and also had the same IP address that can help you to know the geographical location of a computer. What we found was that thousands of the women had the same IP address that could really be traced back to Ashley Madison.
And then you looked at fields that measured activity.
So that's where the story gets really interesting, because once you go into this source code, what you find is that these programmers had programmed what I'm calling fembots to contact all of the straight men who were using the site. Then, if the man tried to respond to this message, which he, of course, thinks is from an eager, excited lady, he's sent to a page saying that he has to pay money if he wants to engage in any kind of chat or messaging.
Something like 60 to 70% of the revenue was just men paying to talk to bots?
Yeah, the bots were really helping them rake in money.
So straight men were the marks, but you discovered something that was really surprising about the Ashley Madison experience, at least for users who weren't straight men.
There are a number of women in the member database who say that they're seeking other women, and those women would not have been targeted by bots. And their pictures and profiles would not have ever been shown to straight men. They would have only been meeting real women. One user of the site wrote to me and said, you know, actually, it was great for gay people. So it looks like maybe there was kind of off in the corner a really good dating site. But if you were a straight man, mostly it was just going to be kind of a house of mirrors.
How are these bots programmed to seem real enough to lure somebody in to pay to chat with them?
I found in the code a certain database chunk full of the kinds of comments that these bots would make if they were trying to strike up a conversation with men. They would say things like, "I never tried this before, have you?" Once the bot had engaged with a man long enough, that man might be passed to another service that would provide a real live woman to talk to him, somebody who is probably paid by Ashley Madison.
Didn't you find that there were actually some purpose-built bots, so to speak?
There was one bot that was made especially for men who had paid a premium rate of $250 for what Ashley Madison called a guaranteed affair. And those bots would approach just those high-paying members and engage them in conversation, and then pass them to what the code calls an affiliate. And we can't know for sure what that affiliate was, but Ashley Madison had affiliate relationships with groups that did provide women for chat, and also groups that helped men find escorts.
There were, like, porn bots?
There are what the code calls porn engagers, specifically targeted at men who had reached Ashley Madison after being on a porn site. And these bots were programmed to engage in adult chat and to give the men adult pictures when the men talked to them. So we know that different men were being targeted with different kinds of bots depending on where they came from, how much money they paid. There were 31 different languages. So depending on where you lived, the bot would talk to you and either Ukrainian or Spanish or Korean or, you know, Hindi.
So while most people saw this leak and thought, Ashley Madison is a website that profits from infidelity, sacre bleu, your analysis suggests that that wasn't the business model of Ashley Madison at all.
Yeah, I would say that Ashley Madison's business model was similar to Farmville, where you're engaging in imaginary activities, you're paying for imaginary objects, and the vast majority of people using the site were paying for a fantasy. It reminded me a lot of the Stepford Wives.
Oh, yeah.
It was about men replacing their wives with extremely dumb robots.
We always want to look our very best.
You and Stepford, it seems like a real match.
Absolutely.
And all of your wives,
they're so,
sizzling.
To Stepford!
And it really seems like Noel Biederman, who founded this company, kind of created a real-life version of Stepford Wives.
Stepford mistresses. So what does your analysis say about the state of for-profit dating communities?
I've gotten several emails from people who say that they've worked at other sites like Match.com and Zoosk, who claim that those sites and others like them are also using bots. I suspect that Ashley Madison is the most extreme. They had over 70,000 fake profiles that were being used by their bots. But I would love to see, you know, other investigations that tackle that and try to see if maybe paid dating is a bit of a scam everywhere.
So what prompted you to analyze all the code in the leaked Ashley Madison database?
I was not interested in looking for specific names in the database. I wanted to look at it holistically as opposed to leaping to conclusions about larger issues of men and women and how they behave. You can't really reach those conclusions until you understand how the site works. There's a logic underlying the code that tries to encourage certain kinds of behavior. You're being led by code and you're being boxed in by code. And so without understanding that, you don't know why people are pushing which buttons.
So it doesn't really reveal anything about how many men have affairs or why.
All it reveals is that if you target straight men who want to have an affair as a market, you can find them. It was really aimed at male fantasies. So it doesn't even tell us anything about real behavior. It just tells us about a fantasy that we already knew existed and has existed for as long as we've had marriage.
Annalee, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Annalee Newitz is editor-in-chief at Gizmodo. Ashley Madison did not respond to a request for comment on this story.
Coming up, after a half century of dominance, the king of Spanish language TV entertainment is stepping down. Sábado's going to be a lot less gigante.
This is On the Media.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science. Neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.